The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Time again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here are your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Left her name in there on the promo to honor her memory. Hey, good morning, everybody. We're back with more of the Outdoorsman Radio Show. We talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. We talk about asbestos, apparently, this morning because of a guy in Delaware won a $9 million lawsuit against the old DuPont company, not the current one, and Remington for putting asbestos in their shotgun wads. And he was affected with mesothelioma and somehow won a $9 million lawsuit against former DuPont, former Remington. Wow, crazy. Anyway, you can read about it online if you want. I'll send you the link if you email me and are that interested. If not, we're going to move on. We're going to talk about circle hooks. So Lee called in last week and talked about deep hooking some striped bass with circle hooks while live eeling. Now, eeling is hot right now in the Upper Bay. It's something that gets overlooked from time to time, but people are trolling primarily red hoses. There's a Rock Hall Red, believe it or not, which is kind of a clear red hose that people use and seems to be preferred over standard red hoses. And there's purple, there's yellow, there's all kind of black, there's all kinds of trolling hoses that you can use, but very effective on striped bass, have been since I've lived in Maryland in the 80s. So you know, it's tis the season. So apparently there's an eel migration, or there's something going on where the rockfish really like eels, and they'll eat live ones too. And I used to sell live eels when I managed a sporting goods store in East Baltimore. They'd bring them in, and people would come in, buy them by, you know, give me half dozen, whatever. And they pencil eels, you know, they're not very long. They're a foot to 15 to 18 inches long. And, you know, great bait. But I had a chance to talk with Rudy Lukakovich the other day, and he will likely join us next week to talk about it. He's the one that did the research on the effect of catch and release and the effect of circle hooks versus J hooks and things like that. A lot of interesting things that you don't consider on the research that they did. A couple things. Let's take a look at a circle hook. Circle hooks are good, but there's offset and non-offset. Okay, what that means is if you look at a hook, let's say vertically with the eye at the top and the point pointing, or the hook point pointing towards you, sometimes it can be in a line, sometimes it can be offset to one side or the other. If you look at a circle hook from the side, sometimes you'll see that the eye of the hook is straight up the shank. Other times, the eye is offset. And one of the points that Rudy made was if you tie a offset eye circle hook, and you're not allowed to use the offset hook part, you have to use a straight circle hook, but didn't say anything about the eye, the hooking mechanism is different between a circle hook that has an offset eye to the, you know, it'll tilt to the back or to the front or however they do it. And he said if you just tie that directly onto the line, the hooking dynamic is different than if it is snelled. So if you don't know how to snell a hook, you know, people don't tie them because it takes a little extra time to snell a hook, or unless they snell them ahead of time. That snell simply means that the line is wrapped below the eye, okay, and tied on the shank of the hook, and there's no line, no knot on the eye of the hook. But if you tie a hook directly on with a knot of some kind, whether it's a cinch knot or a palomar or something like that, the hooking dynamic is different than it is with a snell. How about that? He also said that the research that they did compared different J hooks, different sizes of J hooks, different sizes of circle hooks, and they were using primarily 8-aught circle hooks. So, I mean, I can tell you, we were fishing not long ago with probably 1-aught and 2-aughts on the live lining on the spot, and you know, we did deep hook a couple fish, and we did lose a couple fish. There's no question about it. There were some undersized fish that we turned loose that didn't make the minimum, that swallowed the bait, swallowed the hook, and, you know, got the hook out. He said there's also what they did when they gut hooked a fish with either a J hook or a circle hook, they did not try to extricate the hook because the hook will basically absorb, you know, the fish's natural juices will dissolve the hook, but they left the hook in the fish rather than tried to disgorge the hook, which did more damage than just leaving it in there. So we're going to get Rudy on here next week, and we'll have an in-depth conversation about that. So our number here on that is 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. Let's see. I got to answer this text. There we go. And there we go. Yep, thanks for the reply. And mention. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, he's asking about the safety of 50 to 70-year-old bullets in general, not specifically asbestos. Powder in the bullets does not contain asbestos. Yeah, it's not the powder, it's the wadding. But, Michael, to answer your question, I've got 50-year-old 270 bullet or 30-30 bullets that I don't mind shooting because, you know, I've had those boxes since I was a kid. I've got 50-year-old 284 centerfire rifle bullets that I don't mind shooting. As long as they've been kept dry, you know, you're fine. As long as they haven't been in any wet environment or anything like that, you should be fine. So bullets are pretty stable and pretty will last a long time. So, if you're going to fire the M1, good for you. All right. But I wouldn't have any hesitation firing some of those old. As a matter of fact, I've got bullets that came with a 32 Winchester Special that were the 32 was made in 1952, and I'm sure that was a box of original bullets, and I fired those. So we're talking 70-year-old stuff, so at least. Man, you look back, you go, I'm 70 years old. It's pretty crazy. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number if you want to call in and comment on anything you've heard, anything you want to talk about. Big bass tournament on the Upper Bay. One of the Bassmaster tournaments is on the Upper Chesapeake Bay right now. I know Tacklebox Tim is involved in that, and he'll be reporting on that. I know there's been some practice days and so forth. I don't know when the actual tournament is. I think it's after next weekend, but there have been guys practicing for sure, some of the pros. So, anyway, circle hooks, asbestos, velvet antlers, I don't know. You tell me. I have to check that out. I believe you, Kathleen, that if you stand next to a bull moose, you can hear the antlers growing. Very possible. Because I have been back in the day, back when I lived in Pennsylvania, we used to go deer spotting at night. And on a night like we've had, these warm nights, you could actually hear the corn growing. You could hear the corn creaking and growing. Gaps in cornfields were good places to look for deer. We actually saw, one night we saw three deer having a battle while the corn was growing. You could turn the light out and just listen, and you could hear the creaks and pops of that corn growing. And I'm sure with the fast growth rates that we have right now, it's even more so. You can hear the cornfields coming alive at night as they grow. I guess you could hear it during the day too, but nobody pays attention with all the traffic and so forth. But get out there at night, pull up beside a cornfield, and listen on, especially on a warm night. Very interesting. All right, let's see what's going on here. Joe from Parkville. Good morning, Joe. How are you?
Good morning, Alan. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. How about you?
Well, I'm getting there little by little. I was fascinated by your discussion of asbestos, but I'll tell you, The only thing I wanted to know was, do you know the difference between Iron Man and Aluminum Man?
I do not.
Well, Iron Man, he foils the plots. Iron Man,
sure.
I'm sorry, Aluminum Man foils the plots.
Iron Man what?
Iron Man stops the bad guys. Aluminum Man foils the plot. I even ruined the joke.
That's all right. Let me clarify for people listening. What is the difference between Iron Man and Aluminum Man?
Right.
Iron Man stops the bad guys.
Right.
Was that Robert Downey Jr.?
Yep, Robert Downey Jr.
In the movies,
but
okay.
Aluminum Man just
foils the plot.
Foil.
I get it. Foils, yeah. Aluminum foil. Yep. All right.
And the only other thing I can tell you is you know, as an active member of PETA, the People for the Eating of Tasty Animals, I you know what the hardest thing for a vegan to do is?
I have no idea.
Stop talking about it.
Stop talking about it. Got it. Makes sense. People for the people eating tasty animals. I like that.
So, yeah.
Yeah, man. That's all right. Fine. Very good. So.
And
all right.
Listen, my love to your sponsors. I get down to Clyde for the fishing licenses and.
Oh yeah.
Good stuff.
Yep. Well, we got some new brownies going in there, advertising this next issue, the A500 now in 20 gauge. How about that?
Wow.
Yeah. And then they've come out with the BLR. It's a lightweight. It's a model 81 stainless takedown BLR Browning lever action. Quickly takes down into two parts. Non-reflective satin nickel receiver finish. Stainless steel barrel, matte stainless steel barrel, gray laminated, satin finished straight grip stock with checkering. The barrel is drilled and tapped for an optional scout style scope mount, swivel studs, true glow marble arms, fiber optic front sight, and adjustable rear sight. It's a classy looking BLR, that's for sure.
That does sound beautiful.
It does, yep. And then there's a new BAR MK3 that's got a satin nickel receiver, polished blue barrel, oil finish grade 2 walnut stock with cut checkering, high relief engraving on the receiver. And
I tell you what, I did some reading on the guy who invented the BAR and all of that. Boy, John Browning, wow.
Yeah, didn't you go to the Browning Museum?
I haven't, no.
Oh, okay. Different Where Joe. We've got a Joe that emails me quite a bit and has written for me. Visited the Browning Museum. I was going to write a piece for him. Haven't.
Where is that located?
Ogden, Utah.
Ogden, Utah. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's where Browning is. I assume that's where the museum is as well.
Yeah.
Good people.
Yeah. Very interesting. Very interesting.
Good products. I only have one. I have a Browning A-Bolt, which I've taken deer and my Maryland Bear with my A-Bolt. So, 300 Win Mag. Very nice gun.
Yeah.
I'm also in possession of a Weatherby Vanguard in 300 Weatherby Magnum. And I inquired about the sticky stock. You know, that was something that happened... Where the DuraTouch stock becomes sticky, tacky, and I can get it replaced. But had I been the original owner, they would have replaced it for nothing. But I was honest and said, no, I'm not the original owner. And they said, well, it's going to cost you know, $200 to replace the stock. I may or may not do it. I may get some other kind of replacement stock for it. But, you know.
Yeah.
But,
I tell you, a lot of times the long-term weathering, et cetera, of synthetics and stuff. People don't know.
And exactly.
That's always a problem.
Yep. No question. So, all right, buddy. We got to move on. Appreciate the joke.
Okie doke. Take care, and you have yourself a wonderful day, and get out and fish.
I'm going to
stay out of the sun, though.
Oh, yeah, I know. It's going to be a hot one this coming week, so. All right, buddy. Appreciate it.
Summer, don't we?
Yep. What's that?
Take care.
Yep.
I think we call it summer.
It's called, yeah, yeah. Had them since I was a kid for some reason. All right, see you. Paul from Rosedale. Take care, buddy. Morning, Paul. How are you, buddy? Paul? Did Paul leave us? I'm sorry, buddy. I would like to say hello. Yep. All right. Well, I'm going to take a break. Is that what you told me? I started talking. I actually did have the Glatz commercial, the A500 20-gauge gloss black anodized receiver finish, gloss finished Turkish walnut stock with a vertical grip, 18 lines per inch checkering. That's pretty good. Three choke tubes, a fiber optic front sight, and ivory mid-bead, ideal for hunting and sporting clays. 20-gauge. Yep, the inertia recoil is fantastic. It's called their kinematic drive. It's the same as their 12 gauge, which they also have the A5 in Wicked Wing Vintage Camo at Clyde Sport Shop, also from Browning. I started talking about the BAR MK3, a satin nickel receiver finish, a polished blue barrel, oil finish grade 2 walnut stock with cut checkering, high relief engraving on the receiver, and a shim adjustable for cast on and off and drop at the comb. Beautiful firearm. The BLR lightweight 81 stainless takedown. Talked about that too. Imagine half the storage space. You know, you don't need a big long rifle case. You just get a flat gun case, and you can carry that thing if you want it in takedown mode, even with the scope on. And don't forget, you've got the Satori series there too, and the BT99 for shotgun shooting sports. The Satori over and under CXT is a crossover design with lightweight ported barrels, a vented high post rib and side ribs, Vector Pro forcing cones, and high rib trap model as well. And the Satori White Lightning, that's the good one. So your full line Browning dealer is Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne / Halethorpe, 21227. Clyde's has been around since 1957. The website is ClydeSportsShop.com. The phone number there, 410-242-6108. That's 242-6108. And don't forget, Browning makes a pistol, too. It's called a Buckmark. Buckmark, very popular Browning pistol in all calibers. Clyde's is open 7 days a week for firearms, licenses, ammunition, scope mounting, and accessories. Stop by Clyde Sports Shop. You will be glad you did. Now, look, crab feast, fall's coming. Crabs are getting bigger, fatter. Anniversaries, weddings, birthdays, family reunions, all coming up. You've put it off long enough. Summer's here. Time to dress up that backyard for fun times with your family and friends. Backyard Billy's on Ken Island is your go-to place for making backyard fun. A giant, tremendous, humongous selection of colorful poly and hardwood outdoor furniture and patio furniture, including tables and chairs, 1,000 Adirondack chairs to choose from in every color and style. You can see all that from Route 50 at Exit 44 on Ken Island in Backyard Billy's backyard. Gym sets, tiki bars, storage sheds, greenhouses, dog kennels, chicken coops, pergolas, and gazebos, all right there. Free to set up and delivery within 60 miles and free delivery to the Maryland and Delaware beaches. And if you need an oversized shed, Backyard Billy's builders can build something on site for you. Just go stop by and get the details on that. Inside Backyard Billy's giant showroom, you can check out the barbecue grills. They've got Traeger, Closeout, Big Green Egg, Kamado Joe, Memphis stainless steel grills on closeout. There's a huge assortment of outdoor fire pits, rings, and freestanding deck umbrellas. Don't forget, browse the great-looking garden decorations and furniture for any lifestyle theme and budget. And Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in our region. BackyardBillys.com, 410-827-4500, 410-827-4500. Open 7 days a week, Route 50, Exit 44, Graysonville. If you're coming from the bridge, your backyard is going to look just great. We'll be right back.
Hey, the Sportsman Expo, sponsored by the Maryland Fur Trappers, August 1st and 2nd at the Washington County Ag Center at 7313 Sharpsburg Pike in Boonesboro, Maryland. There's no charge to attend. Learn about fur trapping, how to call waterfowl for predators, set a trap line, or just enjoy the outdoors. It's all here on Friday. The grounds open at 8 a.m. with dealers for firearms, archery, fishing, and trapping supplies. Flip Ammo will have ammunition for sale. Features of day one include a kids section, youth bow shooting with the Boy Scouts, expert trapping demos, ride along to set up a live trap line. At 6 p.m., there's a crab feast and live music. Crab feast tickets are on sale online at MarylandFurTrappers.org. On Saturday at 7:30, ride along to check that trap line. Demos include Dakota Flowers, the ladies' world champion muskrat skinner, and Brian Elder shows thermal hunting equipment. Live and silent auctions, top gun firearms, raffle tip jars, and more. Bucks, bears, stags, scores, Maryland trophies from 10 till 3. See August 1st and 2nd at the Sportsman Expo and Maryland Fur Trappers.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, MadonnaSeafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truckliners. MilSpec spray-on truck bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market, and MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle box, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Maryland Spray Linings. That's just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment to have your truck protected with a MilSpec liner today.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
We don't smoke marijuana in Muskogee. We don't take our trips on LSD. We don't burn our draft cards down on Main Street. 'Cause we like living right and being free. We don't make a party out of loving. But we like holding hands and pitching woo. We don't let our hair grow long and shaggy like the hippies out in San Francisco do.
All right, a little Merle there for everybody. Let's talk to Tim. Good morning, Tim. How are you?
Good morning, Alan. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. I threw a little chum out, and I see you you responded to the bait, so very good.
Yes, sir, I did. Yeah, the tournament was actually Wednesday through yesterday.
Oh, it's over? Good. Okay, good.
It's over. 62 pounds, 13 ounces won it, and for a three-day tournament, 20-plus pound average, that's pretty decent showing for the fishery on the Upper Bay.
Yeah, that's not bad. That's not a bad average for, I'm assuming, just largemouth up there.
Well, I don't know if any smallmouth got brought in, but there are some decent smallmouth that could have weighed if they were brought in.
Oh, no question.
On the Susquehanna River. I have caught them to just about 5 pounds. So they are there. I don't know if any of the 152 fishermen that started out went and targeted them, but
right.
they can be part of a good bag.
Oh yeah, no question, no question. I heard you met my buddy Mason.
I did. Really decent young man.
Yeah, he's
for his age. We sat and talked about bass fishing in that area for about 15-20 minutes. A very knowledgeable young man for such a young age.
He is 19 years old, and fishing is his life. He's taken, I can't tell you how many giant snakehead on rod and reel and bow fishing. He fishes for blue cats, not only with a bow, but also hook and line. He's part of a bass tournament trail up there. He's won numerous tournaments, he and his partner. And, you know, and he and his dad, Mason is part of Bucks, Bears, Stags. He's one of our up-and-coming measures. He's headed to take the Boone and Crockett course here as soon as he can find one that, you know, will take him in. And he's good to go with that. But he is well-trained by his dad, who's Boone and Crockett, Pope and Young, his dad, Bob, good friend. And Bob is actually our scoring director. So Mason and his dad go shed hunting, shark teeth and fossil hunting, arrowhead hunting, metal detecting. So they're always out doing something. And they've shed hunted. He shed hunted in, where'd they go? Wyoming and Maine for moose sheds and for elk sheds this season already. Came down with Lyme disease really, really bad. I don't know if he told you that or not.
No.
Hospitalized with intense headaches, facial paralysis, a lot of bad stuff, and put him in the hospital for about 3 weeks, but I think he's pretty much through it. So, yeah, he went through, after he got back from the Maine trip, and I think I mentioned this on the air, he and his dad drove home from Maine, got home at 4 o'clock in the morning. His dad went out and bagged a turkey, and Mason went out and won the bass tournament after getting home at 4 o'clock in the morning. And
that's crazy stuff.
I know, but in one of those adventures, he was bitten by a tick and, you know, came down with headache and achiness and so forth, and got diagnosed right away, went on a course of antibiotics, but wound up hospitalized, like I said, for about 3 weeks. At 19 years old, and his strength and stamina and so forth, I mean, it can affect anybody, so you got to be careful out there.
He also told me that even at 19 years old, he is also mentoring younger fishermen in the bass fishing organization goes all the way down into high school and junior fishing tournaments, to where he is at those levels. You actually have to have an adult as the captain running the boat, and he's actually doing that now.
Yep, he's also a premier baseball player. He did travel ball for years, high school ball, and so forth. So he's just an outstanding young man, and he's also going to be mentoring an old man if ever get the time on fishing for invasives, and maybe even doing a little bow fishing. So I'm looking forward to that. So
very nice. I'll try to tag along on one of those.
There you go. Sounds good. But so who won the bass tournament?
A gentleman by the name of Dylan Ballardo from Tennessee.
Never heard of him.
By winning, if he fishes the rest of the trail, will qualify for the Bassmasters Classic next year.
This was an elite series, I'm assuming, right?
No, this was an open series tournament.
Oh, really?
Okay. For in the open series, if you fish, they have like an Eastern Trail.
This is where the individual bass club members can fish, correct?
Right. If you put your money in, you can fish.
I got it. Okay.
And I'll get to a little bit more of that in a minute. If you, let's say, open trail number one, you have four events.
Yeah.
If you sign up for all four of those events and you win one of those, you automatically qualify for the next year's Classic.
I got it. Good. Good, good, good. Anybody from Maryland fish the tournament?
Say again?
Anybody from Maryland fish the tournament?
Actually, there was the highest finisher from Maryland, and getting back to what I was going to say, was a young man, 18 years old, by the name of Trey Richardson III.
Okay.
For his 18th birthday, his parents paid for him to fish this tournament.
Wow.
He finished ninth.
Not bad, top 10.
And from there, he is headed to a lake down in Georgia to fish in the high school championship.
Oh, good for him. Good for him.
So, another young man who at an early age is well into his way in the bass fishing world.
Right. Was Mason fishing the tournament?
And Mason did not fish. A friend of his, Richard, fished it and finished kind of mid-pack.
Okay.
There were a couple of gentlemen from southeastern Pennsylvania, one from Oxford, one from Lancaster, who finished in the top 10 as
well. Got it. Very good.
But the upper bay showed out very well for the fishery.
It sure did.
The fishing that I heard the first 2 days out on the flats itself was kind of a parking lot.
Yep.
Guys trying to get the best out of there. Grass was definitely the pattern.
Got it.
Going in and throwing chatterbaits around the grass, punching through with plastics and weights to get down to them.
Right. Got it. Well, that's a technique I'm familiar with from whenever the Bassmasters Classic was here on the Chesapeake Bay. Was that 1990 when Ken Cook won it?
1991.
91, yep. I fished that, and that's where I made the famous ride from the Susquehanna to the weigh-in in 40 minutes with one stop along the way to catch the only fish of the day, Bernie Schultz. Jumped a freighter wake twice, lost my hat, almost lost my lunch, almost went overboard, but whatever horsepower motor that was, cranking wide open from the mouth of the Susquehanna to the, where was it,
Dundee Creek,
yeah. Yep. Stopped at a duck blind, made two casts, caught the only fish of the day that he could weigh in, and that was it. But never, ever forget the boat ride. The alarm went on. The red light came on, going past Aberdeen Proving Ground. The guy got on the loudspeaker and said something, and Bernie kept going. And he said, "What did he say?" And I said, "He wanted to know if your life insurance was paid." So,
yeah, I've been in a bass boat with a kind of over-enthusiastic captain myself, and those rides are not fun.
No.
That day, I do believe I came back to the ramp with a concussion.
Oh, wow. Yeah, well, don't do that anymore. So.
Well, it wasn't up to me.
Exactly. Yep.
I did finish fourth in the tournament.
Well, that's good.
Which was the saving grace in that, but I was feeling rough probably the next 2 days from that ride from the bush back down to Dundee.
Yeah, I got you. All right, buddy. Well, thanks for the update. I appreciate it. We're going to do the drawing next week.
We will.
Yep, and you heard me say we located Mary Catherine, so that's good.
We did. And,
or she located us. So.
Yeah, as soon as we get that information, Alan, we'll get those out.
Yep, sounds good. All right, man. Talk to you later. Thanks, Tim.
Take care.
See you, buddy. All right, let's say hi to Ed in Hamilton real quick. Good morning, Ed. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Alan. How you doing?
I'm good. What's going on?
Just calling in to get into the contest.
Okay, I appreciate that.
I just put my name in.
Very good.
It's been a while.
Yeah, man. You all right?
Yeah, I'm doing good.
Yeah. Okay, good. Well, I appreciate you calling in, getting in the contest. Good luck to you.
Yeah, I've entered the muzzleloader a few times and won, so I thought I'd try this contest.
Ah, good. You won it?
Yeah, I did.
How long ago?
It's been a couple years.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad to hear that. Well, we're giving three of them away this year, September, October, November, being equipped with a Hawk scope. You might have heard me mention that, and Hawk will start their promotion next week.
Nice.
Yeah. Hawk has provided a scope for all the muzzleloader winners. So, we ordered the muzzleloaders with the integrated scope rings, and those scopes will be mounted and ready to go for the winners whenever we pick them. end of September, end of October, end of November.
Alrighty.
All right, bud.
I'll be looking forward to that.
All right. Well, thanks for the call.
All right. Thanks, Alan.
All right, man. Take care.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye. We'll be right back after these messages.
Crabs, crabs, crabs. Hunter's Crab and Seafood Market is family-owned and operated seafood market in Graysonville, Maryland. Stop by 4801 Main Street in the heart of Graysonville. Hunter's Crabs is easy to get to from Route 18 or Route 50. Order takeout steamed crabs or shrimp, grab a lunch special, or stop by the seafood counter for a variety of the freshest, freshest fish. Take your crabs home or sit outside with your family and friends. Get your steamed crabs, fresh fish, oysters, crab meat, crab cakes, shrimp salad, and soft crabs at Hunter's Crabs and Seafood Market, where the local seafood lovers get their favorites. Call Hunter's Crabs at 410-827-8923 for carryout. Check out Hunter's Crabs on Facebook for specials. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. till 7 and Sunday from 10 to 5. Crabs, 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 410-827-8923 for Hunter's Crabs and Seafood Market.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much and want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. At Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. Bel Air Gun Range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports, competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL, handgun qualification license courses, can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. Call 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Cool Ice, that's K-O-O-L, Ice, in Cambridge, has the freshest fish and seafood on the Eastern Shore. If the question is about seafood, the answer is always Cool Ice. Looking for live or steamed hard crabs? Cool Ice. Fresh picked crab meat? Cool Ice. Whole fish, fish fillets, or fish filleted to order? Cool Ice. Fresh or steamed golf shrimp or snow crabs? Yeah, Cool Ice, man. Soft crabs, lobsters, or crawfish? Cool Ice. Scallops, octopus, alligator? Cool Ice. Ice, really. By the bag or block? Yep. Cool Ice. For anglers or crabbers, Cool Ice has alewives, mud shad, frozen peelers, and soft crabs or bullets and chicken necks. Cool Ice is open year-round at 110 Washington Street in Cambridge, Maryland. Visit Cool Ice on Facebook for specials. Give them a call to order. 410-228-2300. That's 410-228-2300 for crabs and seafood. Cool Ice, man.
Hey, the Sportsman Expo, sponsored by the Maryland Fur Trappers, August 1st and 2nd at the Washington County Ag Center at 7313 Sharpsburg Pike in Boonesboro, Maryland. There's no charge to attend. Learn about fur trapping, how to call waterfowl for predators, set a trap line, or just enjoy the outdoors. It's all here. On Friday, the grounds open at 8 a.m. with dealers for firearms, archery, fishing, and trapping supplies. Flip Ammo will have ammunition for sale. Features of day one include a kids section, youth bow shooting with the Boy Scouts, expert trapping demos, ride along to set up a live trap line. At 6 p.m., there's a crab feast and live music. Crab feast tickets are on sale online at MarylandFurTrappers.org. On Saturday at 7:30, ride along to check that trap line. Demos include Dakota Flowers, the ladies' world champion muskrat skinner, and Brian Elder shows thermal hunting equipment. Live and silent auctions, top gun firearms, raffle tip jars, and more. Bucks, bears, stags, scores, Maryland trophies from 10 till 3. See August 1st and 2nd at the Sportsman Expo and Maryland Fur Trappers.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Well, in North Carolina, way back in the hills, lived my old pappy and he had him a still. He brewed white lightning till the sun went down. Then he'd fill him a jug and he'd pass it around. Mighty, mighty pleasing, pappy's corn squeezing.
The legendary George Jones. Gotta love him. So, all right, we got about we got time for a couple more callers if anybody wants to call in. Sorry you got cut off there, Lee. We appreciate you calling in, but next week we'll put you on with Mr. Rudy Lukakovich, and we can talk about circle hooks because some very interesting stuff regarding those. And there you go. Been an interesting week. I did, where have I been? I've been most of our sponsors. I got a few more to go. We lost a couple, we lost a couple personalities this week, didn't we? We lost Hulk Hogan. We lost, Jamal Malcolm Werner. Is that how you say it? I don't know all three names if I'm saying them right.
Yeah, I think so, Alan. I think that's how you... And then Ozzy Osbourne,
yeah.
And we lost our very own Joe Hosni Amrakast, too.
I heard we lost Hosni, yeah. And I was so sorry to hear that. Yes, indeed.
Yeah, very good friends with him.
Were you?
Yep.
Suddenly?
He's battling ALS.
That I did not know.
Yeah.
That I did not know. Okay, yeah, I had heard from Chris about that. You know Chris, right? You remember Chris?
Yes.
Yeah, Chris and I hunt together. We talk quite often. So, yeah, I was sorry to hear about Hosni, that's for sure, no question. First time I ever came in the studio was introducing the show on the morning show back in, I mean, early on, and he was a producer. And he looked at me and goes, "Who the hell are you, Charlie Brownhead?"
That sounds like Joe.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, quite a personality. We got to be, you know, we weren't enemies or anything like that. We got to be pretty friendly, but just not there, you know. You know, he wasn't there when I was there. And so,
right.
Yeah, my very first producer was Penny, who's our traffic director now.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah, I used to come in and she'd be asleep on the couch in the old studio. I'd wake her up and say, "Time to do the show." Already? Yep. So she's still with the station.
Yes, she is.
Yep, indeed. So. Michelle, I've been there almost 37 years.
Wow.
That's been a while, huh?
Yes.
Yep.
Well, so. WCBM's great radio station to work
they
for.
They are. A buddy of mine was listening going down the Blue Ridge Parkway the other day, and he got like halfway into Virginia before he lost his signal last Saturday.
Yeah. They can hear him out in the ocean sometimes. Yep.
Exactly. Hey, all you offshore anglers, good morning. Hope you catch a big tuna. So, yeah, I guess the White Marlin opens with $8 million or something like that in prizes here in the coming week or so. So we got some folks getting ready for that, that's for sure. That offshore thing, that's not my thing. I've been offshore a couple times and shark fishing and tuna fishing. Did catch a 50-pound bluefin one time, but that was a lot of fun. So, yes, indeed. All right. Oh, Connie Francis passed away. I didn't know that. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Yeah. How about that?
We lose it on left and right.
Yeah, we are. That's for sure. Yep. So, you know, Robin is meeting some new friends coming every day, and now she's got some personalities too. I can't imagine her and Hulk getting together. They'd have a conversation, wouldn't they? I don't know if Ozzy's going to be there or not. I mean, the Prince of Darkness, you never know.
They said he was going to church and believing, so, yeah.
God bless him. God bless him. I'm glad to hear that. I'm very glad to hear that. You know, any sin anywhere, anytime can be forgiven as long as you're in this life. And we just we just pray for his we pray for his redemption. We sure do. So God bless him. I can't imagine. Can you imagine after years and years and years and years and the songs of Black Sabbath and celebrating that, that lifestyle and everything that he went through, walking through the pearly gates and going, man, was I wrong. Yeah, can you imagine?
Right.
Can you imagine?
Nope.
Hi, what's your name? I'm the Prince of Darkness. No, you're not.
So. Yeah, go sing with Haas over there at the drum.
Yeah, there's over there's Hosney. He's here. Oh, hi, Hawk. How you doing, buddy? How about that, man? That's absolutely amazing. So, but something we all have to look forward to, that's for sure, given our decisions in life, that's for sure. We got to make that decision. So, all right, 410 WC. Well, we have time or not? I don't think we have time. Let's finish up here with Clyde Sports Shop. I want to talk about their fishing tackle, their crabbing supplies. If you're headed out crabbing or fishing, Clyde's is the place to go. If you're going crabbing, they've got the crab bait. They've got the bait bags. They've got the trot lines. They've got the baskets with lids, wooden baskets. They've got the plastic baskets. They've got the open-top crab traps. They've got the crab rings, cloth and metal. They've got the steamers. They've got their own brand of seasoning. They've got the nets and the gloves and all the little accessories that you need for crabbing. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne / Halethorpe. They've got rods and reels for fishing. They've got Shakespeare and Pfluger rods and reels. They've got the St. Croix rods. They've got pen reels. They've got all the reels. They've got the Daiwa and the Shimano and some of the other ones, too. They can put fresh line on your reels. Very, very easy for them to do. Licenses, lures, hooks, all the terminal tackle, tackle for perch, trout, panfish, and bass, circle hooks for rockfish, bucktails, umbrellas, and parachutes. All this at the previously mentioned address, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road, 410-242-6, just off Beltway Exit 9, by the way, 410-242-6108, 242-6108 for Clyde Sports Shop. ClydeSportsShop.com is the website. Clyde's been around since 1957, open 7 days a week. You'll be glad you did. We'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, MadonnaSeafood.com. Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truck Liners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market, and MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, waterman, a weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle box, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Maryland Spray Linings. That's just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment to have your truck protected with a MilSpec liner today.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Just a good old boys, never meaning no harm. Beats all you never saw, been in trouble with the law since the day they was born.
straightening the curves, flattening the hills. Someday the mountain might get them, but the law never will. Making their way the only way they know how. Well, that's just a little bit more than the law will allow.
All right. Well, I think we have time for maybe one more caller if you call in real quick, right? 656, 758. Yeah, I think we could get somebody in. 410-922-6680 if you want to get one more spot on the fish and tackle contest for this week, and we'll make that drawing next week. Next week after the show, I got to leave, like, right away. So I will be dressed and ready because we're headed to Sharpsburg to the Sportsman Expo for the Trappers. I'll be there with Bucks, Bears, Stags. The next event will be August 16th, a Saturday, which is in Oakland, for the National Deer Association event. Following that is the 23rd in Southern Maryland at Wathen Taxidermy Studio. Chuck Wilcox has organized that event. And we got a couple requests for a couple other dates in August. Our guys are just spread pretty far and pretty thin and pretty few and far in between is how you say it, I guess. Few and far between? I don't know. But anyway, so we'll get as many of them as measured as we possibly can. And, of course, you can always go to BucksBearsStags.com and request a measure. If you need a deer measured, hit the request a measure button. The forms comes up. You fill it all out, name, address, phone number, confirmation number, and a couple other questions. Send it in. I'll send you the list of official measures and authorized measures, and you can make an appointment and get your deer measured like that, or your bear. So we know one nice bear coming to Sharpsburg. So local fella killed a big bear up in Garrett County. So there you are. All right. Here we go. I don't think we're going to have another caller on the line, but we got lots of texters. That's for sure. Yep. Yep. Chuck Mangione passed too. Alice from Catonsville. Good morning, Alice. How are you?
Oh, good morning.
Hey.
I'm surprised to say hi. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
Yeah, I was the one who called in with Chuck Mangione. He also passed away. He did, you know, that sax solo, sax song, Feels So Good, I believe it was called, back in the 70s. So,
I got it. Okay.
You know, they're going to have a band up there in heaven. So.
Oh, yeah. There's no question. No question. I can't imagine what that would sound like. I can't till I get there, so I can't wait.
And I'm sure Robin's up there enjoying that, too. So.
No question.
It was very sad to hear about that. So.
I understand. Well, I appreciate that.
She was lovely.
She was a great, great woman. Beautiful woman.
Yeah.
Great heart. Great heart. And very loving. Loved her friends. Loved her family. You know, and that's the center that she worked from, what she could do for other people. So,
and that shined through every time that she was on the radio with you.
Well, thank you for that. I appreciate that.
Uh-huh.
All right. Alice, thanks for the call. There's the music. We got to go, unfortunately. Thank you.
Hey.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. Hey, get out, stay out, stay safe. Love your family. Never know how long you're going to have them. That's for sure. Love the Lord. See you next week.